And welcome back, friends, Alaskans, countrymen. It's 4:35 in the Anchorage Bowl, 60 degrees presently in our fair city. You're tuned in to KUDO and the Aaron Selbig Show. It's Friday afternoon, and if you're one of those loyal, brave, and true listeners of this show, you know what that means. Yes, we are joined this Friday, this time via phone from Juneau, by Senator Johnny Ellis. Johnny, Senator Ellis, are you there, sir?
We are. I'm not sure that was the Arctic Monkeys, though.
It was the Arctic Monkeys, wasn't it, J.R.?
It was? Okay.
Are you sure? He's nodding his head. That was indeed the Arctic Monkeys.
They don't come through very clear on the speakerphone, but I appreciate J.R.'s efforts to get the Arctic Monkeys on the show.
Anytime, Senator. It's one of the best songs on the album. It's called I Bet You Look Good on the Dance Floor, and we play that in honor of you.
How apropos to the legislature.
When you're ever having a late night, a Senate committee session or something like that, do you ever bust out with some Arctic Monkeys or anything like that?
Every once in a while. Sometimes some Linkin Park when I'm really in a dark mood. want to turn physical violence against a few members of the Senate. It gets a little grim. We were here until almost midnight last night.
Oh, man.
Wrestling with a few issues, but it's an honor here to be with one of my legislative buddies from Fairbanks, Representative David Guttenberg. You know, he's the sponsor of a lot of great initiatives that have changed the Alaska political landscape.
Representative David Guttenberg from Fairbanks, are you there, sir?
I'm right here. It's great to be on.
It's a pleasure to have you on as well. Thanks for taking time out of your schedule. I know you're real busy down there, but thanks for taking time to join us. Really appreciate it.
Well, great to be here.
Can you guys, let's start with you, Representative Guttenberg. We'll do House first and then Senate. Just give us the latest. What happened today? Johnny, I know you were in a late night session last night, but Representative Guttenberg, what's the up to the minute report on the second not so special session on the House side?
Well, the up to minute report on the not so special second session is we're on hold because the blended pop disguised governor's PPT 2020 plan has got some basic mistakes in its formula.
Mm-hmm.
This is a plan that they put on the table and they've had no independent analysis of, and they want us to vote on it. And when they looked at it overnight, they said, whoops, there are some problems with it, and now they're tweaking it. And it was going to be an hour and a half, about 3 hours ago, and we're still waiting for them to correct what they're working on.
We went into
the floor earlier today. We did a couple of nice memoriams for people that have died recently. One of them for Blanche McSmith, who was the first black woman to be in the Alaska legislature, and another one for a young man that was affiliated with the legislature and some significant Fairbanks families who died of a bee sting, and now we're on hold. And
yeah.
We're waiting.
You're in a holding pattern, so to speak. I know
that
the House Republicans are very serious about this so-called produce or pay bill, this bill that's going to set various tax rates, I believe between 20% and 25%, and that is going to be that's going to hinge on how much investment the oil companies put back into Alaska. Representative Guttenberg, what do you think about this produce or pay bill, and do you think it's got enough traction in the House to maybe make it out in some form in the special session?
Well, unfortunately, it's become a very partisan issue for the Republicans. The Democrats in the House are lined up with former Republican governors and people outside the building to just do the right thing. The Republicans in the House have circled the wagon and decide they're going to drive this thing home, and they're going to, regardless of how good it is or how bad it is, and that's it. Because there's two things driving them. They want to have something on the table so we collect taxes this year, and they want to go home.
Yeah.
There's significant things for the future of Alaska that we need to be dealing with, and when you don't have an open process and when you keep it shut down, it drives people crazy, it drives them away, it contaminates the political landscape. Whether or not they have enough votes to get it, I don't know. They've kind of locked a lot of their members into doing something. But as long as we're facing a tax that isn't based on going to a gross number instead of net number, they're able to game any process that's out there, and we need to make sure that the bill by itself isn't gaming the legislature. that we need to work it and understand it and all the ramifications at all the different prices, with all the different ways that they can deduct the gardener in London working on the BP headquarters. As long as those things are out of it, and it's not, we're not sure they are at this point, then we need to look at it with a jaundiced eye and keep asking questions.
Senator Ellis, I was asking you last week about this producer pay plan. You hadn't really had a whole lot of time to look at it, and it was still under under construction, so to speak. I have to say, this whole thing, the idea might have some merit. There might be some parts to it that might be worth looking at. I could see that, but the whole thing feels rushed. Is this a last minute rush job to push something through the throat of the legislature to get something done in time, like Representative Guttenberg said just a moment ago, before the upcoming elections?
Yeah, it's a pig in a poke. We don't really know what we would be buying if people were to vote in favor. The Republicans are terrified of the next election. Several years ago they said we need the stars in alignment, elect a Republican governor and a Republican legislature, and we'll do wonderful things. Uh-huh. And, of course, the stars were aligned for many terrible things to happen, including not getting a fair share for Alaska's resources. So they're very scared of the albatross of Frank Murkowski around their neck as Republicans with that party label. And they don't want to go home with no accomplishment. And they know, too, that the governor is threatening to extend this special session. We're to be done at midnight on the 10th, this coming Thursday evening.
Hmm.
And the governor is threatening to keep us here. I do believe that the legislature would rebel and adjourn until after the primary election, thinking that Frank Murkowski might be a loser on that night, and we'd have less to contend with him. So anyway, there's a lot of back and forth, but the producer pay concept put forward by Samuels and Hawker really lost steam earlier this week, and they came up with sort of a hybrid approach. Pedro Van Meers, the world expert, gave his blessing to that. The governor thought, well, if this is some new approach that really gets us down to 20%, he could live with it. So it's just, there's a lot of confusion, but David's right. The Republicans are just trying to get something accomplished that they can say, we did our part and we're ready to get out of here.
It's
basically a mess. The public can see through it, Aaron. I really do believe the public, in the emails they send us, say, keep it simple, stick to the gross, don't let us get gamed or ripped off for our resources. So the public has the right instinct in this whole debate.
We got to take a short break here. Senator Johnny Ellis and Representative David Guttenberg, our guests, live on the phone from Johnny's office in Juneau. 929-5160, the telephone number. If you've got a question or comment for your Alaska state legislators, this is your forum. I'm Aaron Selbig. I'm a series of tubes. We'll be right back.
Bell's Nurseries and Gifts says, do something nice for your nose. Yankee candles from Bell's Nursery are coveted by candle lovers for their fruity, spicy, and floral scents. Pick one up for your nose and maybe a friend's nose. Yankee candles make wonderful gifts. They're 25% off right now at all Bell's gift shops, and that's nice for your pocketbook as well. More aromatic merchandise from Bell's. Crabtree and Evelyn lotions, potions, and scents are also 25% off through the end of the month, but some of the most popular scents go very quickly, so you need to bring your nose to Bell's as soon as you can to get your favorites. Now let's talk about temptation. At Bell's, old devil temptation is always lurking nearby. Temptation in the form of the Northwest favorite chocolate, See's candies. Oh, temptation never tasted so good. In the greenhouse, trees and shrubs are 25% off, hanging baskets 60% off. Great for filling in your yard this year and getting a head start on next year as well. Great bargains, too. As a matter of fact, there's some very special bargains all throughout the greenhouses and gift shops at Bell's. Specking Road, Cranberry Road, and Yarmon Greenery. Oh, go ahead. Do something nice for your nose at Bell's.
Herb, if I bring my fish to Alaska Sausage for smoking, will it all be the same, or are there different ways that you can smoke it?
There are lots of options for you. Most people are familiar with the kippered salmon and the cold smoked lux. But we also make smoked salmon strips and other special seasonings like Cajun and lemon pepper. And halibut smokes up just wonderfully, too.
I'd like to send some smoked salmon to my relatives in the lower 48. Is this something you can help me do?
Of course we can. We can prepare your fish and ship it directly to your friends and relatives. And when they come to visit you, you'll prepare their fish and ship it home too.
I probably won't catch many fish this year. Can I still ship some outside to my family?
Absolutely. We have wonderful gift packs of smoked salmon and halibut, or even a combination of smoked fish and our famous sausage links with reindeer meat. It's easy to send and very much appreciated.
Alaska Sausage and Seafood is the place, 2914 Arctic Boulevard, 562-3636.
And tell them Herb sent you.
Hello, neighbor. Dan Apted here from Custom CPU. I'd like to offer you something that nobody else offers. Now, I know that most of you have computers, and I know that many of those computers are obstinate old things that quit or freeze up or reboot at the most inconvenient of times. They have spyware or viruses or pop-ups, or maybe it's just something that you're doing wrong. The reason you live with it is because you think it's going to cost a lot to fix, and you might be right. Now, I might get into trouble, but I'll tell you a little secret. Oftentimes, it doesn't take much time at all for our experts to find and cure the problem. Now, here's what I'm going to do. You bring your computer to Custom CPU, and if we can fix it in the first 5 to 10 minutes, it's free. That's right. We can often get you in and out the door with a repaired computer for free. You need to bring your computer to Custom CPU. We're at 1515 East Tudor Road in Anchorage. That's just across Tudor Road from the old Tony Roma's. Or call us at 277-6969. Or if you happen to be in Soldotna, you can call us there at 262-1200. Come to Custom CPU. Your next computer repair could be free.
For the second year in a row, Holy Rosary Academy has been named one of the top 50 Catholic schools in the United States. Holy Rosary Primary School test results soar 3.5 grades above the national average on California Achievement Test scores. That's 3.5 grades. So by the time they're ready for college, Holy Rosary students score an average of 200 points higher on their SAT scores. Think about that. Doesn't your child deserve the best education he or she can get? Learn more by calling Holy Rosary Academy, 276-5822.
And welcome back, folks. Friday afternoon on the Aaron Selbig Show. We're joined on the phone this segment by Senator Johnny Ellis and Representative David Guttenberg. Gentlemen, we've got a couple of phone callers during the break there, and we love our audience. We love our calls. So let's go to the phones. If you've got a comment or question for your state legislators, remember, folks, 929-5160 is the telephone number. We go to line one now, where we're joined by Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, Aaron. My question, first the statement, ever since I moved up here a year ago, when I lived down the lower 48, the Republicans were always talking about at the federal level, they believed in states' rights. At the state level, since I've been here, they talk about local rights. Mm-hmm. Yet since I've been here, the local gun laws have been overturned, the tax laws have been overturned. Now at the federal level, they've overturned state food protection laws, and now they try to screw the bartenders and such on the minimum wage law. So my question for the representatives, how do you get that message out to people that, they tell you they're all for your rights, yet every time I turn around, they want to lessen what we have? And I'll take your answer off the air.
Very, very good question, Kevin. Excellent question. Gentlemen?
Well, Aaron, I got involved in politics a number of years ago. This is Johnny Ellis. And I really believed the Republican line that they were fiscal conservatives who cared about the national debt and the deficit, and that they believed in local control and that the government closest to the people governed best. And I found, the reality of Republicans in Alaska and at the national level is a bunch of BS. One clear example was the fight over Evergreen Resources, the gas company up in the Mat-Su. Mm-hmm. And the Republicans, who say they're for personal privacy rights, private property rights, jammed through a bill that steamrolled the local public process and took away people's rights. And of course, the state owns the subsurface and the public owns the surface in the land, but people were shocked when Evergreen Resources showed up to drill for gas in their backyard. In their subdivision. And so the Republican commitment to private property rights and local government was a sham. And they proved that in spades here in Alaska. So you really can't take them at their word. You have to take them at their actions. Actions speak louder than words. It's a cliche, but it's true. And I would say judge the Democrats on our actions as well. Don't just trust the rhetoric of elected officials or politicians. Trust us by our actions, and I think in Alaska the Democrats will come out on top. The Republicans have proved that they don't walk the talk.
Yeah, it's really hard. Kevin, I'm a, I'm a retired construction worker. I worked 25 years out of the laborers union, a lot, you know, most of it on the slope and in Fairbanks and, you know, pouring concrete and hauling pipe. And I got involved in politics over the local hire issue. You know, this was my state. I was the one that was going to get the job. You know, in the mid-'80s, they said, we don't need you anymore. You built the line. You built the feeder lines. You built the pump stations, the gathering facilities in Prudhoe. Okay, we're going to go outside. And even now, we have it takes a tremendous amount of effort and pressure on these guys to make sure that Alaskans get what they need. Because, you know, the jobs, even small businesses, because these guys are not pro-business. They're pro-big business. They're pro-producers. They're not pro-mom-and-pop stores. And on the national level, when you're seeing this legislation come in with the tip credits and the inheritance tax, they're willing to give away the minimum wage because they say it's not so important as it is the rolling the wealth over for generations. And getting that message out is really tough. I mean, you're right asking how we do that. It's driving that train home and just putting that in front of people. And it's difficult, and hopefully, you know, this station and others will start picking that up, and, you know, you'll hear more about it.
Representative Guttenberg, you were talking there about how you worked on the oil pipeline. You went all over the state working on that massive project. We've got another one that we might be able to get together. We're putting the foundation together for here, a natural gas pipeline. Of course, you're active debating that in Juneau. Is there a need for some kind of labor agreement? Are we going to run into the same problems that we did with the oil pipeline with a bunch of outside work coming up here because the companies building it don't want to hire union labor or aren't interested in hiring Alaskan labor? What can we do? What is it written in the so-called contract right now, and what can we do to change it?
Well, actually, what's written into the contract now is the worst possible thing you could imagine, not just for workers in the state, but also for small business. It says if you're a small business or if you're somebody that goes to work on this project, you have to compete. You have to compete with a boatload of people coming over from the Philippines or Indonesia or from Portugal or wherever, you know, and we need to drive that train that says, no, this project goes to Alaskans first. And it's not just, you know, construction workers like myself. My first job on the slope in 1973, I was working for minimum wage, you know, putting in an 80-hour week. But it's also for people getting out of college, the geologist and the biologist, you know, those people that are going to work in the field, because they're the ones that are going to be here this generation and in 20 years, building their family, building the university system so it's supplying the needs at all levels besides construction workers, laborers and welders and operators and electricians. So we need project labor agreement is the first step, and then we need to have that language tougher, and we need to make sure that Alaskans are trained. Everybody. I mean, even at my union, which I haven't worked out of in about 6 years, you need to be highly skilled. There's a lot of math courses. There's all kinds of things going on. Anybody can pick up a shovel if you've got a strong back. But there's a lot more to it than that.
We've got to
make sure that we're trained and ready to go. And there's some money for that available now, but not enough, and not enough in the long run. And making sure that we're Alaskans are the first hired, the last ones to go, and have the what we call the legacy jobs. You know, those biologists at Prudhoe and welders and welding inspectors and accountants and all levels of people, because this is our state. Now, people will, like Kevin, will move here and become residents, and that's fine. We need to make sure that this life in Alaska, that the people have come to Alaska to live this dream, is available to them. And it's not some transitory process that the oil industry allows us to participate at their whim.
We've got a break here, Representative Guttenberg. Sorry to cut you off, but we've absolutely got to take a break here. Aaron Selbig Show, Senator Johnny Ellis, Representative David Guttenberg, our guest. We'll be right back.
Now listen, if you don't pay some attention here, the season is liable to get completely away from you. You know how much your family loves fresh, wonderful red salmon. It's just the best Alaska has to offer. So today, right now, before you forget and the season totally gets away from you, you get over to Nusagaya or City Market and take advantage of their great special on fresh Prince William Sound red salmon. The whole fish is just $3.99 a pound. You hear that? $3.99 a pound. Heck, you can't catch them for that. And Nusagaya will fillet it for you free if you want it that way. But you better do it now because the season is past. Quickly. Nice large tiger prawn special this weekend, just $6.99 a pound. Great for the grill or fancy shrimp cocktail or even a wonderful fresh shrimp salad, $6.99 a pound. In the butcher shop at Nusagaya and City Market, Harris Ranch all-natural choice T-bone steaks, just $9.99 a pound. Saves you about $3 a pound. Try these on the barbecue. You'll be amazed at the great flavor. In the produce department, all kinds of wonderful California fruit, including new sweet and juicy organic cantaloupe. The ripest and sweetest in town, 99 cents a pound. Better bring the gunny bag, fill her up. Nusagaya, Midtown, and City Market, 13th and I.
Does your old slow computer have you down? Then come on into Computer Renaissance and trade up during our trade-in trade-up event. At Computer Renaissance, we buy, sell, and even trade new and refurbished computer equipment. We even service systems right here in our store. So let's talk trade and get you into a computer with more RAM, a faster processor, or anything else you might want. The trade-in trade-up event at Computer Renaissance. We're all about computers.
Computer Renaissance in the Kings Row Shopping Center or in Wasilla on the Parks Highway.
Herb, my friend and I were at a party recently, and the host served some smoked salmon strips. He told me Alaska Sausage smoked it for him. I didn't even know Alaska Sausage could do that with my salmon.
Yes, our smoked salmon strips are an excellent product. It's ready to eat right out of the package, and it's great for snacking, camping, and entertaining.
Herb, Alaska Sausage made some lemon-peppered smoked salmon for us last year. That was wonderful. Do you have other flavors as well?
Yes, there's lots of options. People like our kippet salmon and our cold smoked salmon lox, and we can add special seasonings like Cajun and lemon pepper. But I also recommend smoking your halibut. It produces a moist product that is just wonderful.
Herb, we don't do much fishing, but I would love to send some outside for our friends. Can you do that for us?
Absolutely. We not only have gift packs of smoked salmon and halibut, we can also mix in any combination of our famous Alaskan sausage with reindeer meat, or maybe bratwurst for our spicy Louisiana hot things.
Alaska Sausage and Seafood is the place, 2914 Arctic Boulevard.
Just tell them Herb sent you.
Bell's Nurseries and Gifts says, do something nice for your nose. Yankee candles from Bell's Nursery are coveted by candle lovers for their fruity, spicy, and floral scents. Pick one up for your nose and maybe a friend's nose. Yankee candles make wonderful gifts. They're 25% off right now at all Bell's gift shops, and that's nice for your pocketbook as well. More aromatic merchandise from Bell's. Crabtree and Evelyn lotions, potions, and scents are also 25% off through the end of the month, but some of the most popular scents go very quickly, so you need to bring your nose to Bell's as soon as you can to get your favorites. Now let's talk about temptation. At Bell's, old Devil Temptation is always lurking nearby. Temptation in the form of the Northwest favorite chocolate, See's Candies. Oh, temptation never tasted so good. In the greenhouse, trees and shrubs are 25% off, hanging baskets 60% off. Great for filling in your yard this year and getting a head start on next year as well. Great bargains, too. As a matter of fact, there's some very special bargains all throughout the greenhouses and gift shops at Bell's. Specking Road, Cranberry Road, and the Yarman Greenery. Oh, go ahead. Do something nice for your nose at Bell's.
And welcome back. We've only got a couple of minutes before we have to break for Air America News at the top of the hour. We are joined on the phone by Representative David Guttenberg of Fairbanks and Senator Johnny Ellis from right here in Anchorage. They're both on the phone live from Juneau. Senator Ellis, before we break here, I want to ask you real quick. Earlier today, Governor Murkowski came out and said that he will veto if the oil tax changes go to gross profits instead of net profits. Your reaction?
Well, it's pretty outrageous. He wanted to put a stop to any kind of momentum the Democrats had with the public of getting a fair deal, the simple approach of taxing on the gross for our resources. And so he made a power play to signal to the Republicans that they shouldn't even entertain such an idea because it would be a futile effort. So it's just another power move by the governor. He's also threatened to tell us if we don't do what he wants us to do by the deadline of midnight on the Thursday that he'll extend the session. So quite a few power plays from Frank Murkowski, kind of a desperation move. Headed into that Republican primary coming up.
I think desperation move sums it up pretty well. We've got a break here for Air America News. We'll be back with more on the other side, including late last night, the Senate passed a bill to detain witnesses at crime scenes? We'll ask all about that. Find out the rest of the story on the Aaron Selbig Show. Write it down, folks, 929-5160, the telephone number, if you've got a question for our guests. Hi, I'm Aaron Selvig, and this is KUDO 1080 in Anchorage. Tune us in, keep us on, because without you, there is no KUDO.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mark Shearer. Israel and Hezbollah continue fighting bloody ground battles and exchanging air and rocket strikes. Israeli bombing raids have cut Lebanon's last major supply link with Syria and the outside world, and Hezbollah carried out its deepest rocket attack inside Israel to date. Today, the day after American generals told Congress the situation in Iraq is on the verge of civil war, the death toll continued to rise. Two more American soldiers are among the victims of the violence in Iraq. Officials say they were killed in Anbar province, the troubled area west of Baghdad. Since Thursday of last week, at least 17 U.S. soldiers have died in Iraq, all but two of them in Anbar. The total, according to the AP, as of today, at least 2,586 members of the U.S. military have died since the beginning of the Iraq War in March of 2003. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit against Senator John Kerry. A filmmaker sued the former presidential candidate and one of his aides, claiming defamation. Carlton Sherwood made a film called Stolen Honor, Wounds That Never Heal, which purported to examine Kerry's anti-Vietnam War activities. Sherwood claimed that Kerry blocked the release of the documentary by labeling him a disgraced journalist and a Bush hack. The judge said there's no evidence Kerry made any of the statements himself, and the statements, in addition, constitute expressions of opinion made in the context of a hard-fought political campaign. Speaking of the Vietnam War, a Vietnam Veterans Memorial Visitor Center has been approved for the National Mall in D.C. One thing somewhat unique about it is the 25,000-square-foot center will be constructed underground between the Lincoln Memorial and the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Wall. But not all vets like the project. One of them, Ray Sakis, flew in from Cleveland to tell the Planning Commission that an underground bunker or tunnel is insensitive to veterans who fought enemies who often hid underground. Sakis said it will be more a tribute to the Viet Cong. First Napster, then Kazaa, and now LimeWire, the latest operator of a file-sharing program to be sued by a coalition of major recording companies. The Recording Industry Association of America claims LimeWire is actively facilitating, encouraging, and enticing computer users to steal music by failing to block access to copyright works. I'm Mark Shearer, Air America Radio News.
I'm Rich McClear with a KUDO commentary. Alaska needs to fix its broken election system. It's a comedy of errors. In the 2004 election, we had several problems. One was with absentee ballots. The state didn't put enough postage on the absentee ballots to get them out to voters who vote absentee. Then there's the debacle of the vote count, where 16 districts have a more than 200% voter turnout. For 7 months, the Division of Elections has stonewalled the Democrats when the Democrats tried to figure out why the Democrats wanted the central tabulator file. The Division of Elections said no. Now, there's the absentee ballot flap in the 2006 primary. The 2006 primary has three ballots, and you get to select one of them. The Republican-only ballot for the Republican primary, the voting issues-only ballot for the initiatives if you don't want to participate in any party's primary, and a ballot that contains all the political parties. The problem is that the application for a fax ballot listed the parties on the combined ballot, the Green Party, the Alaska Independence Party, the Libertarian Party, but neglected to mention the Democratic Party. So when a voter in Fairbanks wanted a ballot for the Democratic Party for their primary, she didn't know which box to check. She complained to the Division of Elections. The Division of Elections said they caught the error and they'll fix it. They told the woman to apply back on the 7th of August for a new ballot. That's 2 weeks before the election. They said it was an error, but there are just too many errors being made by the Division of Elections. Jake Metcalf, the head of the Democratic Party, said we shouldn't be having to police this. We should have enough trust in the Division of Elections that we don't have to worry about this stuff. Jake Metcalf is right. This has got to change. For KUDO, I'm Rich McClure.
Whoa, that ball is headed for center field. It's going to be a single, a double, a triple. No, it's a grand slam! That's right. Allen & Peterson Cooking and Appliance Center has done it again. With Grand Slam savings going on now, you'll save on major name brand appliances, including dishwashers, refrigerators, ranges, washers, dryers, and barbecues. You'll catch 9 innings of Major League savings and score amazing prizes. While you're in Allen & Peterson, enter to win the Grand Slam prize, a trip for two to the World Series. Plus, everyone is a winner with thousands of instant prizes. Just scratch off to win when you pick up an Allen & Peterson Grand Slam baseball card. Now that really is a Grand Slam! Going on now at Allen & Peterson Cooking and Appliance Center on the corner of Benson and Seward in Anchorage, in the Creekside Plaza in Wasilla, and next to Safeway and Kenai.
And don't miss listening to the Yankee games on weekends, every weekend until we get to the series. It's KUDO 1080 in Anchorage.
Captain Hugh Elmendorf was a pioneer in high-altitude pursuit aircraft who died testing a new plane in 1933. In December 1940, the War Department designated a new military airfield, Elmendorf Field. Elmendorf Air Force Base was formally separated from Fort Richardson in 1950. You are listening to KUDO 1080 in Anchorage, celebrating Alaska's history.
John Kerry said, "I believe America's best days are ahead of us because I believe the future belongs to freedom, not to fear." This is KUDO 1080 Anchorage, upholding America's liberal tradition.
KUDO 1080 weather for tonight calls for mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers. Lows in the upper 40s to mid-50s. Variable winds to 10 miles an hour around town. Southeast winds to 30 miles an hour through Turnagain Arm, diminishing after midnight. Tomorrow, variable clouds. Chance of afternoon showers. Highs in the 60s with light winds. Tomorrow night, variable clouds. Lows in the upper 40s to mid-50s with more light winds. Sun comes up tomorrow 5:41 and sets at 10:30. Sunday, mostly sunny with isolated afternoon showers. Highs in the mid-60s to low 70s. A more pleasant day for your weekend picnic.
Dan, welcome back. Psyched me out a little bit there. 5:07 in the Anchorage Bowl. Strap yourselves in, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for hour two of the Aaron Selbig Show. I am your host, Aaron Selbig. I'm a series of tubes. We are joined this segment live from Juneau by Senator Johnny Ellis and Representative David Guttenberg. If you've got a question or comment for your Alaska state legislators, by all means, give us a call at 929-5160. Gentlemen, we had a call during the break there at the top of the hour news. Nancy called in, and she's wondering if Frank Murkowski doesn't make it through the primary, and then, he'll be sticking around as a lame duck governor, would that make him more or less difficult to work with, in your opinion? Interesting question.
Aaron, Nancy, that's a good question from Nancy, the caller. I don't know how Frank Murkowski could be any more cantankerous. I mean, this guy, it's his way or the highway. He's a bully boy, and we put up with it for 4 years. And, you know, the Republican legislature gave him everything he asked for. Every bad thing he asked for 3.5 years, they gave him. It's only until recently, when his poll numbers tanked and it looked like he's going to be humiliated in the primary, that they started to put some distance between him, because they all don't want to go down the drain with him. So they should be held responsible for their actions. But I don't see how he could be any more cantankerous. And it would be a fourth special session that he's threatening to call. He would be a lame duck, and I think it was, wasn't it Representative Ethan Berkowitz said that when a lame duck squawks, you don't have to pay attention. That was his quote recently. But, you know, if the governor wanted to be a statesperson, he would wait until after the general election, and all the legislative races would be out of the way. We'd know those results, and some people would be lame ducks in the legislature, others would be returning. But the governor would be, could set aside the electoral politics, and so could the legislature. That might be the time to actually get something accomplished. But just after the Republican primary, if he loses before the general election, I think it will be a very poison atmosphere for him demanding us to do anything when he has no real authority to do so.
Yeah, it definitely has the potential to be a giant mess, an even bigger mess than the one we have now. I was asking you on the other side of the break there about the announcement Governor Murkowski made earlier today that he will veto any bill that comes out of the legislature on the oil and gas tax that goes to the gross profit rather than the net profit. You know, that what immediately came to my mind when I saw that is, you know, if you can manage to get the votes you need to pass something like this, why not do it? Put the ball in his court. The Republicans in Juneau like to say that their opponents are stalling, that they don't want to act on oil taxes, they don't want to get a gas line done. Why not make him look like the one who's stalling progress on the gas line?
Well, you know, this is David. It's a great comment, great question. I mean, you know, certainly if I had a gavel in any place, that I would be doing that. I would be making sure that happened. I think what you see is an example of why having the stars aligned does not work for anybody, certainly not to this state, this governor. But, you know, it's funny, they blame us for holding things up, and they've got majorities everywhere. They hold a governorship. And, you know, we're to blame for all the bad things happening. They have their own problems in their own caucuses because people want to do the right things. And this governor, you know, is backing up the doing the wrong thing. And it's doing the wrong thing by not having an open process, not having, you know, something next that people understand. In Hollywood, nobody goes to the net for their cut off of a movie. You'll never see it. The Titanic, one of the largest grossing movies ever made, none of the people that went that took their salaries or their commissions off the net have ever seen any money. And it just recently happened with the movie Crash, where the producers and the writers of the film went to Hollywood and decided to go to the net to just to make sure that the movie got made. They haven't seen anything yet.
Well,
it's a mistake. They're pushing it hard. The governor is hiding behind the perception that he's trying to push that something will happen if we do this. You know, they said that all along that there's a narrow window here. And just today, Lord Brown, the president of British Petroleum, said there's no window opening. We just have got time to work this out and make sure it's done right.
And Aaron, the governor has resorted to saying that it's partisan politics standing in the way of his dreams and his contract and his tax regime. And as David pointed out, the biggest fights are really in the Republican caucus by the minority of Republicans who want to do the right thing and are willing to work with the Democrats, and then the other people that are into the power play for the major multinational oil corporations. So the real divisions are in the Republican caucus. And if enough Republicans would work with the Democrats, we could actually put this to bed and do the right thing. Get the fair share for our resources, because the oil regime does need to be fixed, regardless of any connection to a bogus gas contract.
Yeah, yes, it does, and I don't think too many people would disagree with that. You know, if Hollywood knows how to run their tax structure more efficiently than us, as David Guttenberg says, maybe what we need is to elect Leonardo DiCaprio to the state legislature. There you go, just throwing it out there. 929-5160, the telephone number, if you've got a question or comment for our guest, Senator Johnny Ellis and Representative David Guttenberg. JR, let's go to the phones, to line one and Kay. Hi, Kay.
Hey, Aaron. How you doing?
How you doing? Thanks for waiting. What's on your mind today?
Well, I have a question for Johnny and Guttenberg, and it would be, I know you guys are familiar with the initiative process, but are you up on the referendum process? Maybe it's time to pull out that tool, and while, you know, the governor's threatening, maybe the people of Alaska ought to threaten a referendum 90 days after the session, you know, within 90 days, if in fact he manages to get something passed, you know, due to his threats. We Alaskans have our own threat. We just don't use it.
Very good. Thanks, Kay. What about that? What about the referendum process and some public pressure on this process?
Well, you know, there's got to be some leadership out there, and we've got to see it, and I think there's going to be a strong push to do something, do the right thing out of the public if the legislature doesn't do it. and I expect it to happen. I think it's an important part of our process. If this governor signs a contract without approval, and he thinks he's got it already, and some people think he has the authority to do it, but if it's outside of the best interests of the people of the state of Alaska, and I certainly think it is, then I think we need to consider that really strongly.
We've got to take a short break here on the Aaron Selbig Show. We're joined via telephone from Juneau by Representative David Guttenberg and Senator Johnny Ellis. If you've got a question or comment for them, give us a call at 929-5160. We'll be right back after a short break.
Now listen, if you don't pay some attention here, the season is liable to get completely away from you. You know how much your family loves fresh, wonderful red salmon. It's just the best Alaska has to offer. So today, right now, before you forget and the season totally gets away from you, you get over to Nusagaya or City Market and take advantage of their great special on fresh Prince William Sound red salmon. The whole fish is just $3.99 a pound. You hear that? $3.99 a pound. Heck, you can't catch them for that. And Nusagaya will fillet it for you free if you want it that way. But you better do it now because the season is past. Quickly. Nice large tiger prawn special this weekend, just $6.99 a pound. Great for the grill or fancy shrimp cocktail or even a wonderful fresh shrimp salad, $6.99 a pound. In the butcher shop at Nusagaya City Market, Harris Ranch all-natural choice T-bone steaks, just $9.99 a pound. Saves you about $3 a pound. Try these on the barbecue. You'll be amazed at the great flavor. In the produce department, all kinds of wonderful California fruit, including new sweet and juicy organic cantaloupe. The ripest and sweetest in town, 99 cents a pound. Better bring the gunny bag, fill her up. Nusagaya Midtown and City Market, 13th and I.
Does your old slow computer have you down? Then come on into Computer Renaissance and trade up during our trade-in, trade-up event. At Computer Renaissance, we buy, sell, and even trade new and refurbished computer equipment. We even service systems right here in our store. So let's talk trade and get you into a computer with more RAM, a faster processor, or anything else you might want. The trade-in, trade-up event at Computer Renaissance. We're all about computers.
Computer Renaissance in the Kings Row Shopping Center or in Wasilla on the Parks Highway. For the second year in a row, Holy Rosary Academy has been named one of the top 50 Catholic schools in the United States. Holy Rosary Primary School test results soar 3.5 grades above the national average on California achievement test scores. That's 3.5 grades. So by the time they're ready for college, Holy Rosary students score an average of 200 points higher on their SAT scores. Think about that. Doesn't your child deserve the best education he or she can get? Learn more by calling Holy Rosary Academy, 276-5822.
Herb, my friend and I were at a party recently, and the host served some smoked salmon strips. He told me Alaska Sausage smoked it for him. I didn't even know Alaska Sausage could do that with my salmon.
Yes, our smoked salmon strips are an excellent product. It's ready to eat right out of the package, and it's great for snacking, camping, and entertaining.
Herb, Alaska Sausage made some lemon-peppered smoked salmon for us last year. That was wonderful. Do you have other flavors as well?
Yes, there's lots of options. People like our kippet salmon and our cold smoked salmon lox, and we can add special seasonings like Cajun and lemon pepper. But I also recommend smoking your halibut. It produces a moist product that is just wonderful.
Herb, we don't do much fishing, but I would love to send some outside for our friends. Can you do that for us?
Absolutely. We not only have gift packs of smoked salmon and halibut, we can also mix in any combination of our famous Alaskan sausage with reindeer meat, or maybe bratwurst for our spicy Louisiana hot things.
Alaska Sausage and Seafood is the place, 2914 Arctic Boulevard.
Just tell them Herb sent you.
Bell's Nurseries and Gifts says, do something nice for your nose. Yankee candles from Bell's Nursery are coveted by candle lovers for their fruity, spicy, and floral scents. Pick one up for your nose and maybe a friend's nose. Yankee candles make wonderful gifts. They're 25% off right now at all Bell's gift shops, and that's nice for your pocketbook as well. More aromatic merchandise from Bell's. Crabtree and Evelyn lotions, potions, and scents are also 25% off through the end of the month, but some of the most popular scents go very quickly, so you need to bring your nose to Bell's as soon as you can to get your favorites. Now let's talk about temptation. At Bell's, old devil temptation is always lurking nearby. Temptation in the form of the Northwest Favorite Chocolate Sees Candies. Oh, temptation never tasted so good. In the greenhouse, trees and shrubs are 25% off, hanging baskets 60% off. Great for filling in your yard this year and getting a head start on next year as well. Great bargains, too. As a matter of fact, there's some very special bargains all throughout the greenhouses and gift shops at Bell's. Specking Road, Cranberry Road, and Yarmon Greenery. Oh, go ahead. Do something nice for your nose at Bell's.
This is KUDO 1080 AM, your progressive voice in Anchorage. You are presently tuned into the Aaron Selbig Show. I'm your host of the same name minus the show, and we are joined on the line this segment from Senator Johnny Ellis and Representative David Guttenberg live from Juneau. Senator Ellis, last night in a session that went pretty late, the Senate passed the Detention of Witnesses Bill, a bill that is seen as a tool for police to combat violence, including the growing gang violence here in Anchorage. Under this law, police will be allowed to subpoena, photograph, fingerprint, and hold witnesses or people who have information that would aid investigations. The language on the law says that the police can only hold them, quote, only as long as reasonably necessary. There are some civil liberties issues possibly in question in this law. You voted for it. The bill did pass eventually by a vote of 17-1. Can you explain this law a bit more thoroughly to us and tell us why you decided it was worthy of your vote?
Well, the bill did pass last night with strong support. At the last, I went to Senator Con Bundy, the prime sponsor of the bill. He sponsored the bill during the regular session and then now during this expanded special session. And, you know, we said that the Democrats would be willing to consider expediting the legislation if Senator Bundy would work with Senator French. And as you know, Senator French from Anchorage is a former prosecutor who, you know, really an attorney, of course, who understood a lot of the vagaries and details of the situation. Hollis stood up last night on the floor. He had stood up during the regular session and said he was a reluctant yes vote. He was a little more enthusiastic last night because Senator Bundy did agree to work with Senator French at my request and refined the bill. They co-sponsored an amendment to the bill that passed last night, and Hollis said that he would be, you know, the first person to watch the implementation of this bill and these new police powers to see if they were exercised judiciously. And there is a circuit breaker in the bill that allows a the cops have to go to a magistrate and get an authorization to detain people beyond a certain period of time and to enter premises. So there is an impartial judge or magistrate that would be called upon. It's just not a police power that can be wielded exclusively at the discretion of the cops. And so that brought Senator French on board and the rest of us as well. The bill goes over to the House for consideration today or tomorrow, I believe, by the House Judiciary Committee, and there will be a further refinement. But it's clear that the bill has enough support to pass, and like Senator French said, if this new power is, or expanded police power is misused, we'll be the first to come back and try and rein that in.
All right, I want to pose this same question to you, Representative Guttenberg. In the House, you're about to get this same bill, if you haven't already. But first, we have to take a short break here. Again, the Senate passes a bill last night to detain witnesses. It seems to be a response. It is a response to the growing gang violence here in Anchorage. Civil liberty issues at stake, but still a bill with popular support. We'll get Representative David Guttenberg's thoughts on it after a short break on the Aaron Selbig Show.
Now listen, if you don't pay some attention here, the season is liable to get completely away from you. You know how much your family loves fresh, wonderful red salmon. It's just the best Alaska has to offer. So today, right now, before you forget and the season totally gets away from you, you get over to Nusagaya or City Market and take advantage of their great special on fresh Prince William Sound red salmon. The whole fish is just $3.99 a pound. You hear that? $3.99 a pound. Heck, you can't catch them for that. And Nusagaya will fillet it for you free if you want it that way. But you better do it now because the season is past. Quickly. Nice large tiger prawn special this weekend, just $6.99 a pound, great for the grill or fancy shrimp cocktail or even a wonderful fresh shrimp salad, $6.99 a pound. In the butcher shop at Nusagaya and City Market, Harris Ranch all-natural choice T-bone steaks, just $9.99 a pound, saves you about $3 a pound. Try these on the barbecue. You'll be amazed at the great flavor. In the produce department, all kinds of wonderful California fruit, including new sweet and juicy organic cantaloupe, the ripest and sweetest in town, 99 cents a pound. Better bring the gunny bag, fill her up. Nusagaya, Midtown, and City Market, 13th and I.
I'm Rich McClear. Join me from 8 to 10 each weekday morning for KUDO in the Morning, conversation and controversy about all things Alaskan. That's 8 to 10, Monday through Friday, here on KUDO 1080 Anchorage.
For the second year in a row, Holy Rosary Academy has been named one of the top 50 Catholic schools in the United States. Holy Rosary primary school test results soar 3.5 grades above the national average on California achievement test scores. That's 3.5 grades. So by the time they're ready for college, Holy Rosary students score an average of 200 points higher on their SAT scores. Think about that. Doesn't your child deserve the best education he or she can get? Learn more by calling Holy Rosary Academy, 276-5822.
Uh-oh. And welcome back, folks. You're tuned in to KUDO 1080 AM and the Aaron Selbig Show. We are joined on the line by Senator Johnny Ellis and Representative David Guttenberg of Fairbanks. Representative Guttenberg, we were just discussing this bill that has passed the Senate last night that would give the police some extra powers in retaining witnesses crucial to a crime scene. Probably the event that sticks out in people's minds when you talk about this issue was the shooting over at the Anchorage football stadium a couple of weeks ago. The police seem to have gotten their suspects in that that shooting, and they're going through the court process. I believe they entered their not guilty pleas yesterday. But that on everybody's mind here in Anchorage, growing gang violence, according to the mayor, according to the police here in our city. Is this bill a good response to that problem, or is it a bit rushed? Does it give away too much personal liberty, in your opinion?
Well, it's a really good issue, and it's a really good thing to be talking about. Because one of the things that happens after an event like what you had in Anchorage, and last year we had something right after session happen in Fairbanks, and it happened right after 9/11, there's a knee-jerk reaction to just do something regardless of what it is. You know, we just need to let the public know or think that we're doing something to curtail gang violence, to curtail, as in Fairbanks' case, where three kids were in a very short period were hit by drunk drivers and killed. Or 9/11, where we got to do something about the terrorism, and we have the Patriot Act, and we've seen what happens when you act too fast. So maybe in some ways, and I haven't seen it yet, and it's rolling back towards me, and I have some faith in Senator Hollis, and it has to go through the House process. Is that things are taking a little bit more time to contemplate the result of our actions? That at one point we're protecting the liberties of people from undue influence by the police, and the other one is we're actually giving the police a tool, the cops a tool to do something. So sometimes when it fails going around the first time and it comes back, like we have an opportunity now, then we actually can spend a little bit more time and understand the consequence of our actions. Does this do it? I think they're going to hear it in House Judiciary today, and I certainly hope something comes out that actually does something instead of some political statement that people can campaign on, and at the end of the day does nothing for either gang violence or civil liberties.
We've only got a couple of minutes left. I'm going to pose my last question also to you, Representative Guttenberg. I know that you've made health care an important part of your job in Juneau. You've led the charge on tackling high prescription drug costs. There's some reports coming in on the new federal Medicare plan and how it's affecting Alaska's senior citizens. It seems a lot of folks aren't able to even get physicians to see them anymore because of the fees have gotten to the point where doctors don't want to treat Medicare patients anymore. What are you hearing from your constituents?
Well, it is just starting to perk up, but there's plenty of articles around the country of people falling into the donut hole and not realizing what was happening or think that they made the right decision. I think it was a hastily put together choices. There, I talked with my wife the other day at home, and I said, guess who's bringing Montel Williams to Alaska? She said, who? I said, me. I did a series of legislation this year on rising costs of prescription drugs. The next day, the pharmaceutical industry is on the phone to me, flying up from Seattle. Why did you do this? We thought Alaska was a safe place. What's going on? They're starting to lobby here. They're bringing up Montel Williams to kind of take the edges off that. But people should be mad about the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs because they're skyrocketing. There's substantial reasons that they're out of control. Why they're out of control and ways to put them on, to bring them under control. We know one out of four seniors has to make a decision between putting food on their table and buying prescription drugs. Not something we want Alaskans to do. Not something in a state where we sit on vast natural resources, and it gets back to why we're fighting for getting the best return we can on oil and gas. We don't want our seniors. We don't want people at the poverty level. Now, if you don't have insurance, the difference between paying, having insurance and not having insurance and what you pay for prescription drugs could be as much as 400%. There's something wrong with that calculation when you look at that. Other nations have it under control much more, much better than we do.
Representative Guttenberg, I hate to cut you off, but we're plumb out of time. I want to thank both of you, Senator Ellis, Representative Guttenberg, for joining us today. A pleasure.
Our pleasure.
Thanks,
we'll see you
gentlemen.
Next week, Aaron.
See you next week. Remember, folks, www.akdemocrats.org for more information on your Democratic leaders in Juneau. We'll be back on the other side with open phones here on the Aaron Selbig Show.